life is fucking hard is something that I hear quite often. But life isn't hard. Life isn't easy. Life doesn't get hard. Life doesn't get easy. Life is life. Life is a static thing. It's something that doesn't change. I know that sounds really weird. Let me explain. Life is something that is. You don't have control over the external things that go on in life. What you do have control over is your part of life, your contribution to life. So when you are facing challenges and you're having a hard time, things get difficult and you have problems, well, that's not life. That's you that has the problem, you that has the challenge. And it's for you to solve and fix and get past. You, not life, you. But the problem with that is that when things get really tough for you, we've got to try and put it somewhere else. We've got to try and find a reason for it. We've got to try and find something to blame. That's the way we are. We've got to almost protect ourselves from being the problem and put it on something else. So that's why we say things like, life is fucking hard. And we say things like that because we are having a tough time. Not that life is tough, it's that we are having a tough time. So what we try and do is find the problem, and the problem cannot be us. It's got to be something else. So we start thinking that it's life. No, life is life. Life is what it is. And that has to be true because there are people in the world that find life harder than other people. There are some people in the world that succeed more than others. There are some people in the world that fail more than others. There are people in the world that get more stressed about things than others. And there are people in the world that seem to just wander through life without a care in the world. There are people in the world that seem to just succeed no matter what they do. There are other people in the world that seem to just work harder than everybody else, that seem to put more effort in and more hours and more time and energy and effort into everything. There are people that have a good time in life and there are people that have a bad time in life. But everybody is in life. Everybody is going through life. And it's only different from person to person, and everybody has a different life. So therefore, it's not life that's hard. It's you that's having a hard time in life.
I'm interrupting with an important request. Use my lettings team to find your next tenant to fully manage your property or both. It doesn't matter whether you've already got a letting agent and you fancy a change, or you just want to find a good tenant. Email me direct. It's tom@sonegroup.co.uk. Or use my property team to find you a good buy-to-let property. Off-market, below market value, high yield buy-to-let properties. Join my buy-to-let VIP list and we'll send those buy-to-let properties straight to your email. Again, contact me direct. It's tom@sonegroup.co.uk, or you can message me through my Facebook page or just comment below and we'll contact you.
Now, I don't want you to think that I'm making it sound like your hardships, your troubles and your problems and your challenges and your stresses and your things that make you happy, things that make you sad are meaningless. Or if you're having a hard time, you're any kind of weak or any kind of less of a person. No, actually quite the opposite. What I'm trying to do is to make you look within yourself for the answers rather than trying to look at life as the problem. The problem is you. And by the way, being a problem is not a bad thing, because what's a problem, really? A problem is just an incomplete task. That's all it is. Waiting to be solved, not yet been solved. So yeah, hey, do you know what? If you are that person that feels like life is really hard, life is really difficult, life is unfair, if that's you, and by the way, that's most people, but if that's you, Let's just start by changing the way you talk to yourself. First of all, we have to acknowledge that we're blaming life for our hardships and our difficulties and our challenges. It's not life's fault that we're having a hard time of things. It's not life's fault that we're stressed and we feel like we can't cope and we feel like everything's getting on top of us. We're overwhelmed. We feel like we're not in control. It's not life's fault that we are having that challenge. It's our fault. Now, again, the word fault might be taken a different way. I'm not blaming you. I'm not telling you that you're any kind of lesser person or you're an idiot or you're weak or you're failing or anything. Actually, what I'm just telling you is that let's put the blame in the right place. Let's make sure that we accept that it's not life, it's us in life. We are having a difficult time. Now, I'm laboring on that point for a reason, and hopefully it's coming across clearly. This is the first time I've done anything like this. It's not really property related. Well, it can be. I'm having a difficult time with a few properties that I've purchased because of these mortgage rates. So I'm having a difficult time at the moment. So what I'm trying to do is explain that the first thing we've got to do is change the way we talk to ourselves, right? What we have to do is, rather than say life is difficult, we change that to I'm having a difficult time in life. If you have challenges, I'm having a challenging time in life. Try and think of life as this thing. It's a thing that you don't have control over. Life is life. The thing that you do have control over is you in that life. So the first thing we have to do is accept that we are having the problem. We are having the stress. It's us. It's me. Me. I am having the tough time. It's not life is hard, because some people in my situation might not get stressed out about things. Some people in your situation might not find that a very difficult thing indeed. So that's why life is life. So we, us, you, me, we have to change the way we talk to ourselves. And we have to tell ourselves, okay, I'm having a difficult time. I'm facing a challenge. I'm stressed in life. I'm overwhelmed in life. I'm not having a good time in life. We have to talk to ourselves like that. Because when we do that, now we have the actual problem that we can solve. Now we can create tasks to solve our problems and our challenges and the things that we're finding difficult. Because remember, a problem is nothing more than an incomplete task. Let's face it, once you solve the problem, it's no longer a problem. So therefore, it's just a task. It's something you haven't done yet. Now, that could be a really big task. It could be a really little task. It's still a task. So you can really succeed in life, or you can really fail in life. It all depends on the tasks you complete. It also depends on the tasks you want to complete. It depends on the tasks you're prepared to complete. If you're not prepared to complete challenging tasks and difficult tasks, then you won't be as successful as the people that are prepared to complete the challenging tasks and the difficult tasks. So you are quite able to succeed in any way that you want to succeed, and you're quite able to fail in the way you want to fail. But the first thing you've got to do is stop blaming life. Life is life, and life is so amazing because there are so many opportunities, and your opportunities might be different to my opportunities. Everyone's different, and everyone takes different opportunities. Everyone sees different opportunities. Everyone is presented with different opportunities, but we all have opportunities, and we all can make something of life if we stop blaming life and start improving ourselves.